Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges, and today's Friday, the day we pray and reflect about our topic for the week. This week we've been talking about the story of how Paul became one of the greatest proponents of Christianity ever, after having been one of the greatest opponents of Christianity ever. He was a prodigy in both worlds, and he successfully made the leap as God called him. So we're going to take some time to pray about that, how it applies to our lives. If you've never prayed before, it's simply talking to God. I'll suggest some topics, following a structure, and I'll leave time for you to talk to God yourself about each of those topics. You can do it silently, or you can do it aloud, wherever you are, whatever you're comfortable with. And before we begin, let's have some time to just focus our thoughts on God. Well, let's start by addressing our prayer to the God who is greater and more powerful than any enemy he could ever face. Even the things that scare us most, like human violence or death, are no match for God. So let's pray to that God. Our prayer will definitely matter then. Well, now in confession, let's confess and apologize that we do often fear pain, death, and embarrassment more than God, like Ananias could have been at risk of doing. Or like Paul, we can be so sure of ourselves and what we're doing for God that we attack God's actual purposes and what he wants to do for us. So let's confess whatever one of those resonates. Confess to God the particular examples in your life. Well, now in Thanksgiving, let's give thanks that God is trustworthy and has plans for us, even the worst of us, even his greatest enemies. He has a plan. He wants to invite them to be part of that plan. So let's give thanks that he's invited even us to be part of his plan. And now in supplication, we ask God for something. Let's ask God to help us trust him. Let's ask him to open our eyes to his plan for us, to give us the courage to actually follow through on it. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us this week. Have a great weekend, rest and community, and I'll see you Monday as we carry on with our series, Pioneer Story. Bye for now.